call line.
Love you Talk
call
Radio.
This show today is about Impossible Nothing. Also, so Impossible is Nothing, and what we're going to be doing is talking about where do we go from here when you have stumbling blocks for people who create them. I don't know if you guys understand how important it is that we start off on a positive note from now on and being able to do things to transcend a level of negativity to positivity. So I want you guys to understand how important and imperative it is to always make sure that our best days come even with our worst days, and even though that those days of discord are create stumbling blocks, that we learn how to get past it, step past it, walk into our light, walk into our purpose, walk into success, even if you have people who try to manufacture degradation or failures and things like that. We all stumble, but we don't have to stay there. So I want you guys to understand that. And part of the show is to start beginning to look at what are our best ways and our mannerisms and how we can transcend all the things. So we have to say, I am somebody. Hashtag giveaway, I am somebody. Put the hashtag, I am somebody when you do comments, and you'll be entered to win the giveaway. When you do your love offering for the Rebuild of Business, Darlila Coaching, Team World Online, I am CC Coaching, and Talk Radio Diva, what you are doing is becoming a shareholder, an active member, and a rebuild of a business. Yes, I've been through degradation. Yes, I've been through hardship. Yes, I've been through gross levels of misconduct. Yes, I've been gross levels of mistreated. Yes, I've been violated. Yes, I've had things happen to me as a business person, entrepreneur, and as a professional. But in that, I'm transcending that level of negativity and see the discord that are being thrown every single day. And what I do is I walk in my purpose, I walk in my light, even if I'm dealing with degradation, even though I'm dealing with environmental levels of misconduct, I'm dealing with citywide, countywide coverall, I'm dealing with a lot of things that are stumbling blocks manufactured by wealthy, well-connected people who think they're above the law and untouchable. I'm dealing with energy issues and problems with Salt Power, Georgia Power, Southern Company, but I don't let that go and make me fall down. If I fall down 7, I get up 8. If I fall down 9, I get up 10. If I fall down 10, I get up 11. Because impossible is nothing. So I want to make sure you guys understood that as a life coach, wellness coach. You're going to deal with people who manufacture stumbling blocks, and we all fall down. I want you guys to understand where I got that from, but give me just one moment so I can open up the floor for Facebook and then on top of that, Clubhouse. So give me just one moment. And as they say, kind of customer service, one moment, please. All right. So we have gone public. Jane Q public, not Jonathan Jublis. I'm a cisgender female. So welcome to the show, Impossible is Nothing. Sometimes we stumble. I want you guys to understand where it's coming from. The other day, I fell down and done, so I didn't want to do anything. I was kind of like an Eeyore, oh, well, bother. And I sat down and thought about it. I was like, why am I acting like this? It's not my normal mindset, not how it felt. And dealing with a level of greed, purpose, product, and levels of degrading behavior or aggressions with Georgia Power, Southern Power, Southern Company, I want you guys to understand that I'm going to be having to go to court with the city county levels of misconduct and levels of layers of cover-up and the provoking the gaslighting micro and macro aggressions to keep up with the ACE unit and the energy select that I didn't have installed in my house. I'm dealing with the city county that covered up all the failures to intervene. Failures to intervene, failures to protect, failures to do anything but cover up the complicit misconduct, gross misconduct, and global negligence. Things I reported in 2012 that I reported years and years. We've all went over it. So once you guys understand, impossible is nothing. I'm sitting up here sweaty at my house after I'm taking a shower and had to sit up here and deal with the level of gross misconduct and aggression every time I do my life coaching, every time I do my presentation. I have a degrading, wealthy, well-connected white narc. I have a Canadian narc, and I have another narc that's black who thinks it's funny to play this type of game. I have a woman narc, I have a male narc, and I have several others who have benefited from all this provoking gaslighting and sadistic levels of torment. But do you think that they're doing anything about it? No, because they paid off the city and county. I was focused on my life. I've dealt with people who think that they're above the law. I have a white male who thinks he's above the law and untouchable. I have a black male who thinks he's untouchable. I have one that's mixed who thinks he's untouchable and thinks he can't be touched. And there's several people who are involved in the level of provoking gaslighting and discord and see someone of discord in my level of home-based business. But do I let that bother me? I try not to. Is it bothersome? Yes. But I want you guys to understand that you have to walk in your improving self-sufficiency, to walk in your purpose. And that's why we're going to be doing exercise today about all of that. And your sense of abilities and competencies determines how you feel about yourself and how you feel about others, even if people are so unseated in sport. So in this show, impossible is nothing. Sometimes we stumble. Where do we go from here implementing success rituals? There's a level layer of ascension that we have to be at. We have to be at a level layer of ascension to the point that we understand people. We understand there is a natural people problem and dysfunction with several people. in this block. There are people who get in positions of power and authority and think it's okay to abuse, sadistically provoke, and gaslight. I have a person who thinks he's untouchable. He's gotten on my live saying he's not going to stop his aggression. He sent me up there on social media and told me I'm not going to quit bothering you. Well, then I'm going to keep addressing it until you understand that I will keep dragging you until you stop. But I had to realize, what am I doing? I'm responding in the same manner that he is. He's at a low-functioning level. I'm at a high-functioning autistic. Why would I want to be a whole low-functioning person who's actually neurotypical, and then I'm neuroatypical, and I'm working through a level of efficiency and self-confidence and a level of self-love and a level of ascension and a level of spiritual awakening, a level of enlightenment and a level of illuminated light, something that's always going to be natural for me. Some people couldn't do it if they tried because there is some level and layer of you have to be your real, true, authentic self. So I want you guys to understand this as we talk about all of this. And as I tell you guys, I love to be a life coach. That's something I'm certified since 2015 to do. So in this, where do we go from here implementing success rituals? That's a great question. A topic of a great discussion and something we need to break through in the series. So I wanted to start it off on the right foot in a positive note and show you guys that you can do anything impossible is nothing, even in 93.5 degree weather indoors with a heat index of 95. So imagine how deadly and how messed up that is when somebody's messing with your AC unit or somebody's giving a discord with Gulf Power Georgia Power Southern Company. They will be subsequently sued in the city county. The county will be sued. I will be going forward with a federal lawsuit, criminal investigations, and lawsuits, and I will be asking for warrants for the mayor. I'll be asking for warrants for the city, county, district attorney. They were told what was going on. They've done nothing about it. They've encouraged the aggression. So at this point in time, there's a mastery experience. There's a mastery in modeling those experiences, and if possible, it's nothing, and what to know and how to deal with other hardships. Even manufacturers, stumbling blocks, or wealthy, well-connected people who think they're untouchable or incapable of being humble. So I'll talk about that in just a minute. Let me wipe my face right quick. Keep the sweat off of me because it stings. And the water is very over-bleached. So there's a level layer of having issues with the water company, and that's ECUA, and they'll be getting some set losses for tampering of the water since that's out of my lives. And he sat there and said, I'll tamper your water, and I'll have sex with your child underage. I'll put child pornography on your computer. I'll set you up for failure. All the kind of stuff that he does. And when I'm talking about intimate partner violence, that's what kind of hardships that someone wants I've been forced to deal with, and I don't watch child pornography. If I'm going to do something, I'll watch something adult. If I feel like it, with my needs, that's my business. But the thing is, there's a level of approach for conduct. There's a level layer of failure to intervene, failure to protect. I told DC now, DC now needs to be sued. Border Department children and families do that for failure. We have been nothing but an epic failure since day one when they reported this issue since day one for over 10 years. They've been nothing but an epic failure and enablement of a gross level of egregious conduct. There have been levels and layers of inquiry. I've asked them to stop. I've asked them to intervene. But they did nothing but help the wealthy, well-connected art do what he wants to do, steal business models and do what he's done, selling my business model to people who are unqualified, untalented, levels of people who have done everything to build off my business that they sold. But that's not here nor there. So those two Armenians and the other two will be getting more from lawsuits, and they'll be getting civil inquiry, and I'll be asking for royalties against their business because they sold business models. My ex is the one who works for them. So there's a level layer of misconduct here. There's a level layer of people who are connected to the same wealthy, well-connected narc who thinks it's funny to play the game in Liverpool. I don't like him. I don't care for him. I don't like his gross conduct. I don't think that he thinks that he can't be ever held responsible for any of his actions and gross conduct. He seems to think he's untouchable. That's why I don't like him. I don't trust him. There's been levels and layers of gross conduct and embarrassment and humiliation that is not acceptable. Social media levels of degradation. I've gone through it. I told you, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Nothing is being done effectively in a timely manner. But impossible is nothing. Sometimes we stumble. And sometimes we have people who put stumbling blocks in front of us. We have people who think they're untouchable. We have people who think that they can never be touched where they have done Kruger effect. A level and layer of feeling like, oh, I can hide behind avatars. I can hide behind levels and layers of catfish profiles. I can federate cyber self-promote and gaslight and bait someone. But the thing is, when they get called out, then they want to escalate their aggression. So there are stumbling blocks, and there are natural ones, and then there are unnatural ones. I'm dealing with unnatural, manufactured, orchestrated, provoking gaslight. And things like that have gone on for a long enough. And I've addressed it to the state county, and I've also addressed it to DA's desk, Homeland Security. I've also addressed it to levels and layers of Department of Justice. I got paperwork, and this guy got my office, and he rewrote paperwork so I couldn't file in 2017. So I told you, there's levels of people who do things to manufacture stumbling blocks. Have they messed up my business and my business presentation? Yes. And then the escalation happen every time I go live. But with that being said, there's people who need to be humble. There's several people who need to be fired. There's several people who need to be arrested. There are several people who need a little of humbling and embarrassment themselves. But I'm not the one who needs it. I'm very humble. But you don't take somebody's kindness for a weakness. of course, there's stumbling blocks and all that, because when we have reactive abuse syndrome or level better women syndrome, the little intimate partner violence overlapping political abuse psychiatric psychology for people who sat there and hosted a level of political opponent or someone who feels like he can go hide behind his level of connection, it becomes a level layer of gross misconduct and level layers of degradation, environmental terrorism, levels of neighborhood terrorism, provoking gaslighting, bullying, all the things that happen to me, things that happen to my daughter, encourage kids, local kids, cops, kids, and level lawyers, the sheriff's department kids, to go to school with my child to bully, provoke, and gaslight, then turn around and play victim. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to my family. But in that, there's a mastering experience. There's a mastering and modeling experience in reversing the levels and layers of degradation or discord, or seize the discord. So I want you guys to understand that when people are misconducting these devices, it's indicative of their character and who they are as a person. It's indicative of an intimate partner to provoke and gaslight and terrorize his own mate or girlfriend or anybody that they would want to marry. Anybody that would sadistically torment, gaslight, abuse, and sit there and embarrass and humiliate someone that they feel that they care about. If you don't care about that person, you're an aggressive, miserable person, a red flag, a disgusting, despicable, like provocateur, a person who's an agent of chaos, disorder, and a despicable person, an undiagnosed narcissistic person, or could be undercover diagnosed, and I don't know. But there's a level layer of degradation and harm that he's inflicted. There's a level layer of degradation and harm that she's inflicted. Several people who think that they're untouchable. People who feel like they can go bully, harass, cyberbait, cyberstalk, and go and see their levels of degradation every time I do my presentation. But do I worry about that? No. Impossible. It's nothing. So I want you guys to understand there's a level layer of topic of discussion and something that we need to cover in our growth. So let me open up that clubhouse right quick, and then I'll be right back. So we got the clubhouse wide open. I'm going to go ahead and set the link. And you guys are welcome to come on there live. And you're welcome to sit down in the clubhouse. And impossible is nothing, overcoming stumbling with the sex ritual happening now at clubhouse. So I want you guys to come in, sit down if you like, and raise your hand after I am finished the presentation. Experiences. You may also call in line 515-602-9765 and with the power to do more. And you may text 866-727 toll free 404-418-5104 and text 866-727-9323 with your live text and also book online at DonDivaCoaching.com, INCC.com, and TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, and adults. And then also you can book online for your interviews at TopRadioDiva.com, pay your fees, and things like that. Time is money. Every time you come on, you'll be able to do those different things. Come on, and we'll have a conversation as panelists and share your experiences and things like that. So with that being said, we got that out of the way. And then on top of that, you may do your love offerings for the rebuild of business at Don Diva Coaching, TeamWorld Online, IMCC Coaching, and Talk Radio Diva, and as well as with Power to Do More, the rebuilding, and Talent I Am Somebody with a giveaway, and things like that that we have every time we go live, and use the tag that, I Am Somebody, and make sure we get that training, I Am Somebody. We start everything with I Am, so we're going to also make sure that we do a level layer of affirmation so that we can continue to conduct a level of discourse and professionalism everywhere on every platform, near and large, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at large, I Am Somebody. Pound hashtag that. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we got this all set and ready to go. So, as I said, a level layer of hardship and stumbling blocks come from everybody. Where I got this from is I had an email about Oprah Winfrey. It's something she said that was pointed. And it was a level layer of we're all going to stumble, but you don't have to stay there. I didn't think about this. I do not too much care for a lot of people who are celebrities because there's a time when I looked up to these things, celebrities, and celebrities are going to disappoint us, right? Whether you look up to them or not. And there's a level layer of ascension that we have to be at and master and experience to realize that we all have the potential of having star power and ability to have that magic, okay? So with that being said, there's a level layer of I Am Somebody in everybody. There's a level layer of this just illuminated one in all of it. But we all have to get to our real true self. And our level of self is a level layer of self-efficacy. And self-efficacy refers to a level of sense of trust in our abilities and our self-efficacy. And then it determines how we feel about ourselves and others. And it's also influencing our thoughts, emotions, actions, and motivations in a level layer of impossible nothing. And strengthens our self-control, our self-efficacy, and controlling our narrative, controlling our journey, controlling our level of recovery, no matter what stumbling block or hardship we have put forth in front of us. Whether we have agents of chaos, provocateur, or saboteur, we have to be able to get to a level of self-control and ascension. And success rituals help us to do that. It's a way of understanding and acknowledging a level layer of our truest capability of being able to go through a component of resilience, coping, self-efficacy, and support in our achieving our goals and feeling accomplished, and enhances our overall well-being. Well, we have people who will try to go and degrade our well-being in our environment. We have people who will torment in our environment. We have levels of workplace hazing, violence, degradation, times that need to, things that need fire and tumbling, levels of significant levels of exposure of our favorites, and their gross levels of abusive, divisive behaviors, or failures in management, failures to intervene, failures to lead, failures to follow up. So all the things that we talk about that make things feel impossible, hopeless, or a level layer of environmentally unfit. So I'm going to make sure you guys understood a level layer of what I've gone through, and a level of layers of degrading, torment, gaslighting, provoking, abusive, divisiveness. I have an aunt that's done all these levels of pranks, provoking, gaslighting. I don't want for her arrest. I want her arrested effective immediately. I have a level of family dysfunction. I want their whole little family members arrested effective immediately. I want intimate partners involved arrested effective immediately. Those ex, client, and current. The red flag behaviors are unacceptable, breach, and misconduct. They don't seem to understand what stop, no, and don't mean. It means stop abusing, stop provoking, stop exploiting, stop gaslighting, stop the degradation, stop the levels of sowing seeds of discord, stop your levels and layers of narcissistic, sociopathic, virtual, habitual abuse. Now you understand the levels and layers of what I've gone through. Impossible is nothing. You have to be able to understand that there are some people who are just impossible to live with, impossible to deal with. I'm living in a county and city that I didn't want to be in. I got placed there, placed that. People like to play degrading levels of misconduct, letting abusive devices. They like the AC in at Tampa. BT&E needs warrants for their arrest. BT&E are level of layers of discord. GG's level of layer of discord. She needs to be charged as an adult. She's participating in adult behaviors, and she needs to go to straight to prison. Her aunt, Kim, needs to be going straight to federal penitentiary. There's level of layers of gross misconduct. There's level of layer of hate. Playing these nasty games with the ACM, and he needs warrants from all suits. So there's levels and layers of failure to intervene because I reported to the same people who've been doing all the abuses. I have reported this to the DHS. I've reported this to the U.S. Marshals. I've got the Department of Justice paperwork, as I told you guys. But there's a level layer of importance of moment over resilience and coping mechanisms and self-efficacy that supports my goal to continue to coach and fabulously coach. Even in the middle of degradation, torment, and gaslighting, the levels of cable company tampering, levels and layers of failures to intervene when I reported it, when I reported it to AT&T, when I reported it to Cox Cable, when I reported it to Dish Network, all the levels of great destructive misconduct tampering my levels of alarm system, all the gross levels of misconduct this man has engaged in, and this woman has engaged in. So there's levels and layers of gross misconduct, but again, impossible is nothing. I enhance my overall well-being by ascending past that, and there's a level layer of mastery in that. There's a level layer of levels of efficiency that we have talked about. So we're going to go over those layers and layers of what we call mastering experience, mastering by shared experience, and mastering modeling experience, and levels and layers of emotional and physical experiences, and things that make it hard, and those that do it on purpose, and those that will be fired effective immediately by the time I get through tearing them up and forth. So that's what I'm dealing with. But I wanted to share that with you guys so that you guys understand, even as a life coach, this is nothing to me. Because I love coaching. Nothing's going to stop me from doing my job. Nothing's going to stop me from being a health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, business coach, mentor. Nothing's going to stop me from being a great, fabulous mom. Nothing is going to stop me from the levels and layers of ascension and success rituals and walking in my purpose, walking in my journey. So I want you guys to understand all that. Let me answer this quickly. I wanted to shoot it over to Snapchat too. So you guys understand, I'm trying to make sure I got it all over the world. And we have to learn how to smile, even when there's things that make it hard to smile. There's a lot of people in this world that will steal your smile because they don't like your light. All of you have to understand this. Because in our mastering experience, vicarious experience, modeling experience, emotional and physical experience, we're going to deal with those type of people. So I want to go over each portion of this, and then we're going to talk about exercises to deal with this and be able to move past it, even if we're dealing with it actively. And with that level and layer, let's go forward. I'm going to get this Instagram started as well. I told you guys, I'm not a fan of Instagram because I just don't like it. But Instagram is an important integral part of learning how to do social media on other ends. It changed so much since I used it back in the day to where I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. But I'm still using it, so welcome to the Instagram Clubhouse. The link is there. And then on top of that, I'd like for you guys to understand how important it is for you to come in, sit down, raise your hand after we get to give you the floor. Tell me about your life experiences. So you're welcome to come on. And I appreciate you all sitting in and sitting quiet and listening. So I have this posted team home, Talk Radio Diva, Don Diva Coaching, INTC Coaching on Instagram, and as well as Karen Orkin. So you're more than welcome to go in there and sit down and have a seat. With that being said, our clubhouse is now open. Have a seat. Impossible is nothing. Overcoming stumbling blocks is something that we all go through in life. I want you guys to understand in this level layer of the fourth part of this, success directly impacts us and the way we think about ourselves. Well, we both do our confidence, our coping mechanisms, increasing our skills, and our likelihood of achieving similar results of success as we walk in our purpose. We have people who will try to degrade our purpose. I want you guys to understand that in all levels and layers in the entirety of this. Because part of this is laying the foundation of pyramids of bricks of being able to ascend and grow and enlighten. And part of that is a level layer of mastery. It takes time. Am I the master? No. I don't want to outshine the master. It's one of the 48 laws of power. One thing about it, if you become a master, you also have to be the student. And you have to realize that you don't know everything. And one of the smartest people in the world knows that they don't know everything. And one of the most intelligent people in the world knows I have still yet to learn. You never stop learning until your death date. And I don't want my death date to be anytime soon. I plan to be an old lady. I plan to be a happy old lady, and I plan to be a wealthy old lady. I plan to be a successful old lady. If I don't have a level of wealth, I will still be comfortable and content. As long as I can understand that impossible is nothing, I can go back and look back, not in anger, but in growth. So I want you guys to understand all of this and the level layer presentation today. I want you guys to get to know me as a life coach, a health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, mentor, and also a relationship coach as we go and transcend in relationships after this. I want you guys to understand I'm good at relationships. It's just that I've met the wrong people. And when you're talking about relationships, that's part of being after experience. And a level layer of performing resilience to manage expectations and accepting their visible failures or stumbling blocks. So I want you guys to understand all that and master it, okay? So when we think about all of these different things, it's a great question and a topic of discussion that we have a hard time navigating sometimes because sometimes we haven't learned yet. And sometimes history will repeat itself and so we all learn. So in that, by sharing experiences, we have to observe others around us. We have to observe our environment, especially people we can relate to and some that we don't. We can always stand to motivate and learn from people that are either our stumbling blocks or levels of what we call agents of obscure, chaos, disorder, or discord. So when we think about this, what motivates us to do and overcome the stumbling blocks or manufactured stumbling blocks, and then being able to know that we can do it too. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. I can do it and you can too. I can, I am. So I am somebody, hashtag giveaway. Make sure it's turning ignite. And then on top of that, a level of, we have to cover our growth and a level layer of our challenge and breakthrough in the series. And really start looking at our surroundings, look at the people around us, our environment, people who either steady degrade, deteriorate, or people who deteriorate our quality of life or our expectation or psychological contract about life. And then we have to look at levels and layers of the outcome of it. And being able to transcend that, and sometimes we stumble or people, places, and things or environments are manufactured orchestrated for our stumbling. And we have to look at those stumbling blocks that honestly have to be removed or replaced or completely destroyed in efforts to resolve the ongoing things that are creating obstacles to growth and achievement or our ascension to success and a level layer of impossible is nothing. So I want you guys to understand all of that. Impossible is nothing, even as I'm coaching in 93.5 weather. On a thermostat that's tampered. I'm dealing with that, but I love coaching, so I'm still going to go and make sure. So with that being said, modeling experiences, we have to learn how to say, anything you can do, I can do better. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I am. So with that being said, we begin to learn a level layer of you can too. So with that, observing others around us, especially people we can either relate or not relate to, and begin to go into the level of modeling those experiences. What can we take out of those experiences? People we follow, people we admire, some people we don't even like, or people we used to admire and we really like to disappoint us. So that's what I meant by levels and layers of people we look up to in our past, and we begin to be sorely disappointed. And later on, as we grow up, become adults, realize that people are human. They're just like us. Celebrities are just like us. Everyday Joe and Jane, us civilians out here, they are just like us. They're going to disappoint us. We have to stop putting them on a pedestal in the manner that they can never do no wrong. Your favorite can never make a mistake. Your favorite can never have a faux pas, or what we call a mistake in French. So when we think about all of those different things, we have to look at those actions, principles, and our achievements, and sometimes even our failures, to teach us and motivate us. So what does that tell you? Impossible is nothing. You may be more likely to put in effort a level layer of you being successful by being your authentic true self. So it means even if you're a celebrity, even if you're a level layer of not celebrity, even if you're a civilian, even if you're a person who's made mistakes, own up to it. Own up to you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. The impossible thing is to be, and that means trying to be so perfect that you're imperfect. So at the end of the day, accept that I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm never going to be so happy to your friends. Accept that. But I'm going to be a person who's successful at my levels of leadership and management, so long as I stay humble, so long as I walk my purpose, something I'm born to do. So I'm doing what I'm born and bred to do. I am somebody. I am civilian. I am mother. I am coach. I am entrepreneur. I am a level layer of a success. I am somebody. So that's what that's all about when we do our life coaching, when we do our levels of presentation. I'm not asking you for money. This is not a money grab. This is on to invest in all of you. So anytime that you guys put a level layer donation, I am somebody, put hashtag that. When you go on talkradioviva.com, what you're doing is you're building a business and you're building yourself. Because each one of you are my investors. Each one of you are my level and layer of people who are my stockholders in the business. So I invite you guys to do all that. I invite you guys to do those love offerings, like home, art, a level layer so we can build children, so we can build a level layer of mindset. I am illuminated, abundant mindset, unified mindset, level layers that we have to move past, even when we're going through stumbling blocks. Because as Oprah Winfrey said, I give an elder the level of respect, whether I respect personally, especially the respect that she earned, because I don't have to like her to respect. I don't have to want to be her to respect her because she earned that platform. Does that mean that she's exempt from levels and layers of humbling? No. Does that mean that she's not exempt from levels and layers of legacy? No. Does that mean she's exempt from levels and layers of talking to? No. Because we're all the same different levels, playing with different devils. We all deal with a level layer of things that we fail at. We all have stumbling blocks. We all can stand to learn from each other, even from the master, even from our elder. Even from an ascended master, we have to get to a level of I am abundance mindset, increase those modeling our experiences or those that we experience from watching others. So that's a prime example. I've watched Oprah Winfrey all my life. People teach me about looking like her. I went to school, and I will tell you guys this story. Went to school. I dressed up like her. I had my warm pink on, which is my little makeup that my mom used to get from Kmart. Yes, I used to shop at Kmart. Mm-hmm. Kmart for you people. So y'all would like put X on everything, but Kmart. So we used to go to Kmart, and my mommy would get my makeup. And it was little girl makeup, so you know it's easy to wash off. So mommy got my makeup out. I had my little pink pan. I had my makeup palette. I put my war paint on. I had my hair done. I had my little polka dot right here, the little home that she has. I had it folded underneath. And then I had my gray outfit. It was a dress. I remember it because it had a white lapel on it. It was a business suit. So that's my power suit for Student Government Association. That's great. Okay. So imagine me with my black Mary Jane, my white socks on, and then I sat my butt up there, and I had my Oprah power suit on, and I looked just like Oprah because they had called me Oprah, and I cried about it the night before. So my husband, oh, they called me Oprah. You know, so I'm up here crying, right? Everyone's talking. I didn't know who she was. So I said, oh, this is lady, they're calling me. You know, I'll be medical. So, I'm like, I don't know. Oh, no. all this extra stuff, you know, snot coming out of my nose, you know, all that clear snot and stuff, you know, all that. So, you know, it's a real ugly part, right? So, you know, my mom, after I got home from school, we sat down and we watched Oprah Winfrey show. Okay? So this after she became a journalist and became a global talk show host before she was in Chicago, okay? So, you know, mom's over here doing all the jazz in my eyes and stuff. So I'm like, damn. You know, I'm over here doing all the dramaticals, right? So my mom is like, okay, do you not know who she is? I'm like, no. So mom sat me down. I watched. I was like, look. I said, mommy, she's pretty. Okay, so I was like, her? I was like, oh, she's cute. I want to be just like her. I would be just old for her free. So I decided when I got up, I was out for war and I was out for blood. So I decided I'm going to go get dressed up like Oprah Winfrey. I sat my home, my mom in the toilet. I made sure I had my war paint on. I had my Oprah hairstyle with the hump. And then I had the bangs. And then I had it curled under. I made sure my mom did my hair with my ugly rollers that night before. I had long hair, so it was real pretty. So I made sure I was looking like Oprah. I marched to school that day and I said, I'm going to be Oprah Winfrey one day. I said, and I want to be just like her. She's rich, she's beautiful, and I'm going to be just like her. You should see me. I had no hips for days at all. I had little teeth. You know how that was back in fifth grade. So I'm like, you know what? I am going to be her. And I let them have it. I said, I'm going to be Oprah, and you're not going to stop me. And I pulled them around. I said, how dare you to call me Oprah again? And I hooked off. Hips and all. Non-hip. Dramatical. So, you know, that was my best performance ever in life. So, I no longer cried about it when they teased me. So that was my first chance at standing up for myself. And, you know, they used to call me Chex Mix. They used to call me Oprah. They used to call me all kind of names when I was little. So I've been dealing with that since I was little. The boys and boys, oh, my, what? I have to fight bullies. Performance. Bad. Okay, so I want you guys to see that. So there's a level layer of emotional and physical experience. We've all dealt with bullies, okay? I've dealt with bullies since I was in fifth grade. And I've always been able to jab them and dabble on them real quick. I'm like, dab. All right, you want to play these games? Let's go. So your physical and mental well-being has to be included in that. And a level of self-efficacy and loving yourself, I am illuminated priesthood. I am. So when we think about all this, talents, I am somebody, let's take a turn. Let's all say how we are somebody. Talents, that giveaway. So I'll be able to get your name, and we'll be able to put you in an entry for giveaway for something at Fashion Carnival. And you're welcome to do any level of layer of donation. $1, $2, $5, $10, I don't care. As long as you guys want to be shareholders and stockholders in the business and the rebuild, I am somebody. So we are team I am somebody this month. So emotional experiences help us in distress and makes us vulnerable as well. But it also makes us able to go into a level of coping. And a level layer of positive experiences and happiness are what helps us to forge a level layer of success even in hardship or stumbling blocks. So it makes us feel good about ourselves. We begin to feel good and self-efficient, so we don't depend on others for our involvement and inclusion. So no matter if people don't include you, if people don't let you sit at the table, you make your own table and sit down. I am somebody. So let's go over some affirmations. I want you guys to understand why it's important to have affirmations as well. Because if you don't do that, you become a level of destructive to your own self, or there's people who are agents of chaos, a saboteur, a provocateur, who will be right there kicking the can every time. So what do you have to do? You have to begin to go into this exercise that I'm going to show you after we get done with the affirmation. And I get these on a regular basis, so I want you guys to understand why I do these. They're always manufactured for me, so I can remind myself every day how to think positive. I am an unstoppable force of nature. That's what you should think of. So repeat with me. I am an unstoppable force of nature. I nurture myself as I am and as I heal. I act in spite of my fear. I allow my wisdom to guide me to the best of my choices and the levels of illuminated crystals I am. Life is not a straight line. Life is not linear. So I learned to stay grounded when it gets Kirby. Oh, and also check out Kirby Luminista. And that is the modeling agency that I built. And other things that we'll be talking about later are when we have influencers that I can launch all my shows and whatnot. And as I need my listeners, as I go and redeploy the economic level of my e-commerce website I had years ago. So I invite models who want the influencers to come on to KirbyLuminista.com, apply, let me know, show me your press kit, your ad kit, and things like that, and you're also what we call a of who you are, and I'd like to make sure that I have all that in your ad deck and things like that, and your portfolio, so that we can do those different things and talk about those layers, level and layers of later on when I go and redeploy the economic levels of my e-commerce website I had before. So in that pound I am somebody, we also have to remember who we are. I am still a fashionista. I am still a businesswoman. I am still a creator. I am still a business person. I am a serial entrepreneur. I love business. I love finance. So I haven't forgotten. I am somebody. I think of a level of layer is tomorrow is a brand new day. I think of I am resilient. I am also diverse, deserving a level layer of rest. I am deserving of a level layer of rebuild. I am deserving of a level layer of my journey and my recovery is amazing. I am giving myself permission to let go, relax, and stay calm, and the majesty of staying calm. I am allowed to question life. I am allowed to question things I'm going through. I am allowed to have emotional and physical experiences. I am allowed to be very self-caring and worthy of myself. I am allowed to feel the way I do. I am allowed to grieve. I am allowed to move forward. Do you understand that? I am. And last but not least, I am filled with happiness for what the future will bring. I am an illuminated mindset that I trust the process. I trust my hardship. I trust the outcome. Because I am abundant. I am unified. I am somebody. So with that, those affirmations allow us, even when we're in physical, emotional, environmental distress, we begin to not be as vulnerable to it. We begin to go from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, an illuminated mindset. I want you guys to understand what this means. I want you guys to understand while positive experiences, happiness, make you feel good about yourself, you still have to practice every day. Impossible is nothing. So, in this exercise, at 43 minutes, 40 seconds, the program might be short and sweet, check off any level of the statements that I'm going to talk to you guys about. Write this down. Get out your piece of paper. I avoid accepting a level of challenges that I think will make me fail. I engage in challenges that grow me, build me, and force the mindset of breakthroughs, breaking chains, and possible stuff. And I just wanted to let you guys know, I do have a divorce recovery challenge for those that are divorcees or divorcees that are ongoing with pending divorces. And I also have a breaking chain course. One's $40, one's $60, or you can get them both for $80 and knocking off $20. So you will be able to get those links. I'll put them up there for you guys and archive them as we speak so that you guys can go enroll in those courses. They are self-courses and they are self-level layers of self-help and also level layers of books and things to help you guys grow stronger. So these are things that I recommend, even with Enterprise DLR. That's where I have this book there for you guys to do levels of mindfulness, presentness, meditation, even growth and diet and exercise. All the things that we have recommended books for you guys to be able to get a level layer of growth. So Enterprise DLR is where you need to go for those books. I'll also archive the book of suggested reading that I want you guys to do and pick up. And that will help you guys be able to grow as well. Also, as we do these exercises, which we're going to get into in just one moment. So let me go ahead and archive that for you guys. And if you're not following just yet, follow Talk Radio Diva on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. And then on top of that, make sure that you tip our tip jar. You're welcome to do that. You're more than welcome to tip our tip jar at Talk Radio Diva. before and after and during the presentation, or log on to talkradiodiva.com, and you know where they'll be able to get Ravi's QR code and do that as well. Or you can do it through Spirit Crash app, and that is $TalkRadioDiva QR code, and do it monthly one time, or you can do it on a regular basis if you like. Again, it's optional. So I made sure that's archived for you guys, and you guys can go ahead and do that, and also share this live. And then also make sure you share the other lives about success, rituals, and breaking chains, and walking in purpose and changing with the level layer of success and the habit change and things like that. I want you guys to understand why it's important in the second step that we're going through just a moment. And also a level layer of your some suggested books. A complete manual of physical, mental, and physical changing your life. So that's a recommended book. And it's also Archie on Twitter. And it's also on Facebook. Personal Transformation and Mastery. That's another book that helps you master your brain. Overcoming Fear. Building a level and layer of confidence. And then a level layer of knowing your purpose and your success. And then on top of that, they develop a habit change and rituals of success that work for each one of you. None of our habits are one and the same. So therefore, our recovery and our journey is now one and the same. So I want you guys to understand that. So Personal Transformation is another one, an Enterprise Freedom Mark. So you can buy the book there. And then a level and layer of other books that I suggest. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. And also deploy levels of success rituals evening and morning that begin a level layer of your purpose and your conscious level of I am for money. Also, call in line 515-602-9765 for Power to Do More with Talk Radio Diva. You may also text Live International 727-9323 or toll free 404-418-5104. And you may also log on to DonDivaCoaching.com, ISCC.com for your specialty appointments, TeamWorld.online, and Talk Radio Diva as well. To be able to book your appointment to come on live with me as a co-host and with your show co-host at Talk Radio Diva with your co-host, coach, health coach, life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, business coach, CC. So I want you guys to understand how imperative and important it is to say impossible is nothing. I'm coaching in 93.5 degree weather. I'm making sure that I continue a level layer of professional discourse even though I'm uncomfortable. So in this exercise, before we close out this live, make sure, am I avoiding a level or layer of conflicting people to create challenges in stumbling blocks because I think we will fail? Make sure you take challenges that create the stumbling blocks or manufacture the orchestrated pathways for abuse, emotional abuse, traumatizing, degradation, and overcome it by making sure you dare to say, I dare you. I'll overcome it. I am somebody. You can't take my life from me. I am somebody. So think about, I strongly believe that I am capable of performing complicated tasks, even with complicated people, insufferable and tolerable people, people incapable of living in their life, so they try to steal mine. So when I think about all this, I tend to focus on my levels and layers of not focusing on my failures and shortcomings. Reverse that. I am confident. Reverse the I am not confident to I am confident. I have a hard time making commitments. Say I am once you make my commitment. Say, I am going to overcome people who create solace or stumbling blocks in my commitment to my illuminated life. Say to yourself, if this applies to you, it's hard for me to recover from setbacks and failures. And say, it is no longer hard for me to recover from setbacks and failures. Say to yourself, I quickly lose interest in activities or products of work. Say, I do not lose interest in my activities, products, and work. I make sure that I commit to my project, my activities, and work. I make sure that I overcome people who do layers and layers and layers of misconduct, egregious person's conduct that create that feeling. I overcome it and say impossible is nothing. Say to yourself, I want results without putting in effort. Say, I want results without putting in effort, even overcoming manufactured, someone bought, hardships, or egregious gross misconduct, or levels and layers of cover-up to net misconduct. Say to myself, I'm not anxious anymore. I'm not anxious about failing. If I fail, I'll do that. I'll try again. Tomorrow's another day. Say to myself, I do not feel depressed thinking about past failures. I feel motivated and does not try to create depression, anxiety, upset. I overcome those levels of people who are agents of chaos, disorder, discord, provocateur. I tend to focus on what's important. Instead of I tend to focus on my weaknesses. I don't focus on my strengths. I do focus on the levels and layers of the things that are my failures, I focus on what makes me stronger. So if my strengths are considered weaknesses, then I will focus on the things that make me weak, that make me stronger. So you have to reverse what's being said. You have to look at the levels of, I don't want to focus on my weaknesses. I want to focus on my weaknesses as my strength. I want to turn those weaknesses into a level and layer of non-failure. I want to focus on my weaknesses as level of SWOT analysis and layers of how I can improve, how I can look at less on my weaknesses and look more on my strengths. And if I do have a weakness, I don't allow someone else to hone in on. I look at those different things and I reverse those weaknesses and I look at them as strengths, as stumbling blocks that I can build upon to become a greater eliminated one. I do not lose motivation and I do not feel helpless. I've been made to feel helpless. I've been made to feel unmotivated, but impossible is nothing. I swap with people left and right and I say, roar, hear me roar. I build on those foundation bricks that are thrown at me and I make sure I take those bricks as a stumbling block and I look at it as a layer of foundation for me to go and make a pyramid of success. And then when my efforts fail or not appreciated, guess what? Fall down 7, I get up 8. Fall down 8, I get up 9. Fall down 9, I get up 10. And I've changed from I don't trust myself to I do trust myself. I trust my intuition. I trust myself. I count the level bar I can grow from everything that I've checked off, that I reversed, that I used to think, to a level of empowerment. Impossible is nothing. And if you've checked off any statements, anything that I've said, consider on working on improving your self-efficacy. People with low self-efficacy or low confidence may experience more disappointment or feel less fulfilled. So what you have to do is role reverse. What you have to do is reverse the levels and layers of degradation, torment, gaslighting, bullying, or cyber-self, or levels of torment, environmental. You have to reverse that and begin to focus past that, like I am. You begin to think of all the level layers of people with low self-efficacy, low self-esteem, that feel that they have currency. They feel like they have to provoke it. They feel like they have to destroy everything that I do. Because guess what? They're only destroying themselves. They're only mirroring their low self-efficacy, their low self-esteem. Because if I'm being went after by multiple people, it means I'm a very strong person. It means that they see my light. They just don't like it because it shines light on the level of the failure in their shadow work, the failure in their self-efficacy, the failure in their self-growth, the failure in their self-worth. Because anybody with self-worth and self-confidence does not take on others. They lift them up. And they never look at giving a hand out to give a hand up. Do you understand that? So we have a level of delta, sigma, theta, a level and layer of grief, kiwi, a.k.a. delta, a level and layer of growth, illuminated Christos, a level and layer of grief, Christos, I am. But when you think about those levels and layers, even as an a.k.a. kiwi, as a delta, as a theta, as a sigma, as a beta, as an alpha, as an omega. You have to think about this. A kudos, woo, 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 all that different stuff like that. When you're an alpha, you think about all those different things. If you're an AKA, alpha, kappa, alpha, sorority, you think about the levels and layers of I am. I am somebody. So that builds the foundation of like-minded people. People who are going to go a set simple goal. People will stay within the stretch zone. The person who will view the bigger picture with you. The person who will reframe those obstacles, stepping stones, or stumbling blocks, and begin to help you and lift you up. Lift you up. I, behavioral, environmental, and begin to set simple goals. Stay in the stretch zone. Stay in a level of viewing the bigger picture. Staying in reframing those obstacles and staying in that abundant mindset. I am. I am. Well, think about that. The pyramid of a foundation of stumbling blocks, bricks that are thrown at us, we use those layers of stumbling blocks and we keep on building a foundation, eternal circle, all seeing eyes. We go and we don't miss our mark. We go and share those rays of light and we become more abundant. Even in hardship, it is not easy. It sucks sometimes, y'all. It sucks. But guess what? We have to get to a simple goal. We have the goal set. It's crucial to building and sustaining self-efficacy. It's crucial in setting reasonable goals. It's crucial in setting a level of our mindset. It's crucial in our level of layers of our goals to put them in smaller sub-goals, sub-rituals, sub-level layers and working on achieving them one by one. Each foundation of brick that is thrown at it, or level layers of people who are assembling blocks in this brick. So as you step on those blocks, you begin to go and become a mason, a level of, let's build that block. Let me go overcome this brick. Okay, I put a slab of concrete. So let me put another brick. Slab of concrete, another brick. Slab of concrete, another brick. So when you think about a brick mason, a construction worker, when they're building your home, when they're building your environment, they're building your dwelling, what is that building? On a foundation of brick. So think about this in life when you have hardships, impossible, nothing. Take those bricks that are thrown at you, put a piece of cement, another brick, piece of cement, another brick. There, you got a layer there. Did you see how you're going? Building, 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 building on a level of a trifecta of abundance. Illuminated mindset, pre-soaked, I am somebody. So let's get that hashtag trend, hashtag that. Tell me how you are somebody so that I can enter you in the giveaway. You'll get a free shirt or you'll get a free cup, pair of leggings, whatever you would like, and I'll make sure I give it to you and I'll ship it to you. And I am illuminated mindset, abundant mindset. To remind you, I am somebody, you are somebody, we all are somebody. I am, I was, I will. I can. I am somebody. So we stay in the stress book. We look at those avoiding stressing levels of failures to implement habits or habit change, and we begin to break those chains, and we become more easily manageable, able to go into our goal, one step, one foundation, one layered brick at a time, and building that pyramid of delta. Do we? Levels of Alpha, Kappa, Alpha, a level and layer of I am somebody, very illuminated, pretty soon I am. So I want you guys to understand that, so that you understand that you got to stay in the stretch zone. We're almost finished, you guys. And if you want to be highly productive, if you want to be spending more time in the stretch zone, which means you go long, you run the plays, you run the plays in your life, the things that you do in success rituals, success formula, success low-level layers of taking reasonable, accountable risks and bounce back from failures, orchestrating setbacks, or stumbling blocks. Try new things outside your comfort zone, even when you're uncomfortable. So I decided, let me keep coaching. Let me keep on mentoring. Let me keep on being a business coach, health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, wellness coach, mentor, corporate level of teaching. I am somebody. You are somebody. We all are somebody. I am illuminated, abundant, an internal circle, all things are of abundance. So when we think about in that stretch zone, going long, you begin to run the plays and outside your comfort zone. You begin to face challenges, accept failures, and criticism with grace, professionalism, a level and layer of illuminated light bulb, message, this blue line of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We let our mindset, our faith, our DNA, and we go back to our illuminated real self. And we do the shadow work, being able to accept and face challenges, begin to accept failure, we accept criticism with grace, and learn. Then we go to the next step, view the bigger picture here. What's the bigger picture for all of you? My bigger picture is to become a level layer of a phenomenal coach, a phenomenal mentor, a phenomenal author, a phenomenal teacher, a phenomenal one-day ascended master. Someday to be an incredible illuminated light to each and every person's life I touch. But it takes time. It's not an overnight process. Y'all know I work through all kinds of different things with myself. But the bigger picture is look beyond short-term losses. Look beyond levels of sorting my priorities. Plan. Stick to my goal. And it's okay. I shed light on that bad situation, but do I stay there? No. I find a way to go overcome, go long, stretch the goal, and continue to stretch myself even when I feel like, I can't do it. But I try. You know, like this song, Elizabeth, I don't get tired. Look, BWA, I get tired. But the thing is, I don't get tired this year. I let my mind be more stronger than my physical body. That allows me to ascend a success ritual, successful performance, succession, a level of success mindset, abundant mindset, changing, gracefully trying to transcend embarrassment, humiliation, torment, gaslighting, bullying, things that damage my business, but I don't let that stop me. Impossible is nothing if you go and get into your illuminated, elevated, ascended mindset. Because right here, is all you have. Your mind is your strongest muscle. So I go along and stretch my muscles in the dirt. Then, what do I go next in my focus? I refrain those obstacles, those stumbling blocks. When I trip and fall, what do? I get up. I redefine the way I look at and deal with those obstacles, those stumbling blocks. Excuse me, y'all. I let this button go now. That's my smile. It's kind of ugly because it feels freaking, but I'm working on it, so that's my smile. And so I began to understand life and other world's real challenges and turn up what my failure smile. My smile used to be perfect. I had strokes. I turned into a skinny attack. I had heart attacks many ways. But I came back from there. And I'm working on my smile. I try to let the way feel it. It's not easy. I say I cry. You don't seem to do it. But what to do? And it's exercise. List the three things within the past week that went well. Stop it to negative. Dan, how did you feel after doing these things successfully? What are three things you want to accomplish within the next few weeks or months? Because part of that and that planning and this exercise is to begin to say, impossible is nothing. Where do I go from here? Map it out. Are these potential obstacles? Or are they stumbling blocks? Are they levels of foundation books that are being thrown at me? And how do I lift a level layer of to reframe those stumbling blocks? How do I go and reframe how I feel about all of that? How will I feel after I've accomplished all of this and overcome this? I'll feel like, honestly, and I'll share this with you guys, and it's intimate. I'll feel like the strongest woman alive, mentally, physically, emotionally, that I've overcome everything that's been trying to kill me, emotionally, mentally, physically, environmentally, and I'll feel like I can do anything. I'll feel like I'm made up. I should feel like I survived, and I'll feel like I can show my baby that I've grown past everything. You're my wounded warrior, and you're one of the strongest little girls I've ever seen. Hurt. I don't like to lose second daddy street credit too much. Her internet street credit. Mommy knows that, so I try not to mention Deizzy too much. She's got her internet street credit, and I try to keep up with it. So maybe that's okay. Mommy loves you. But you guys know I always give my baby a shout-out because she's worked hard in the same manner. She's worked hard and committed to turning herself around. She's worked hard as, you know, a 17-year-old, and she's doing well, as can be expected. She's been through a lot. But her illuminated mindset, her natural light, she's born with it. She's a beautiful little girl. And people try to tear her down. And I tell her all the time, I am somebody, Jazz. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself, I am somebody. I am beautiful. I am smart. I'm intelligent. I'm capable of doing anything I put my mind to. I am somebody. So let's get that trending. Tell me your hashtag on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all of the layers of YouTube and Snapchat. Tell me your I am somebody story. Tell me your experience for somebody trying to make you feel like you're not somebody. Tell your story. Tell us how you felt. Veggie Twitter, educational Twitter, academia Twitter, social media. Levels and layers help us support each other in our I am illuminated mindset. So next month will be I am illuminated. We're just going to start with I am not mindset. We're going to do it every day. We're going to do it every month. And then we're going to continue this every year. I want you guys to understand, in our unity and abundance, we're going to eventually one day hold a unity festival. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in Atlanta. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in Pensacola. And we can keep it out and do it. But with that, it's positive self-talk. That's the next thing. After we've accomplished all these different things, set aside 10 minutes every day and intensify. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself in front of the mirror. Talk to yourself and say whatever you would like to say about yourself that is I am. Say, I can accomplish everything I do. I can motivate myself. Or ask yourself, what is making me happy and sad? I am going to be happy instead of sad. Today might have been a terrible, no good, very bad day, but I am going to be grateful for what was good in my day. Remember to respond and note it what your inner voice says. Begin to write down what your inner self says, your mindset. Begin to reverse any negativity and a positive self-talk. And then begin to say to yourself, I'm going to put a journal together of my positive self-talk. I'm going to put a journal together that shows my negative self-talk. I'm going to reread it, and then I'm going to eventually put my negative self-talk journal away and put my positive self-talk journal on a level layer. I do this every day. I am positive. I am happy. I am illuminated. I am pretty stoked. I am a wellness coach. I'm a health coach. I'm a life coach. I am a divorce coach level of an orator, narrator, and speaker. You see what I did? And all that? All of that is I am, and I am somebody infused in this. And then we began to refer back to those four ways, the level layers of what I call it today, to simple that goal. Stay in the stretch. Go long. Stretch those places that you make for yourself to have success ritual, breaking chains, implementing impossible is nothing. I can overcome everything that has been thrown at me on that foundation of bricks that have been thrown at me. Take a slab of brick, put some cement, slab of brick, put some cement, and keep on going until I have a pyramid of success. And then, last but not least, I'll close this out with a positive note, self-awareness. What is that? Gretchen Rubin, an American author, a blogger, writes that self-awareness is what keeps us self-mastery. It is a direct path to self-efficacy. You can practice self-awareness every day by recording your thoughts and feelings every day. That's by journaling. So I have journals I'll putting up there on Don Diva Coaching. You can purchase them or can purchase them on Top Page and Diva. I'll be putting out more journals this month because I'm working on getting everything done. I'm one person. I am somebody, but I do get tired. Even though it is a breadwinner association mindset, illuminated mindset, but I'm still trying to transcend that mindset and know when I have to take a break sometimes. Know when I have to sit down sometimes. Know when I need sleep sometimes. I can't do it all. But I know that I can do it one day at a time. With each level layer of course that I let, I can be illuminated, so I can be energized, so I can continue through my hardship, so I can be mentally ready. And then on top of that, refer back to those four ways that I outlined and begin to make ideas for yourself. So after you've completed this exercise that I've walked you through, we need to improve our self-efficacy and describe our experiences. So hashtag that. And when you do your love offering to rebuild the business at Don Diva Coaching, Team Well Online, INCC Coaching, Talk Radio Diva, what you're investing in is yourself as I bring you more and new content and versions and ideas on how to be illuminated, abundant, mindful. I am somebody. So with that being said, I hope you guys understand this reflection exercise. I'll put a survey. Any of you who have lit one you can, if you feel it successful, moderately helpful, or a level of extremely helpful, let me know. Hashtag that. I am somebody. Send me your comments. Let me know how you feel about it. And tell me your I am experience, and I may feature it on the next box. So thank you for attending. Thank you. Call in 515-602-9765. The power to do more. Text International 866-727-9323. Toll free 404-5104. And that's 418-5104. And then online, DonDivaCoaching.com. And INCC Coaching, which is just the appointment for those who've been traumatized as a PTSD and level of PTSD. And go to teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults who are going through marital problems and divorce and things like that with their parents. And then Talk Radio Diva to go on as a platform guest or a co-host, Jimmy Apply there. And again, as a level layer of local Georgia. And that's for the 8th. Make sure that you go call in 404-418-5104 and book online with Don Diva Coaching, INCC Coaching, or INCC.com for special appointments. Again, team more about online with children, adolescents, and adults. Talk Radio Diva with the power to do more to Talk Radio Diva CC, your life coach, your wellness coach, and your work coach. And I'm going to thank you guys. I'm going to be here. You guys have a good day. I thank you guys for attending this live. Thank you. Bye, like, and share. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Have a nice day.